Hello, everybody. My name is Fred Davis. I am the editor of Awakening Clarity, and I am the apparent creator of something called the Living Method of Direct Pointing, which is just a way of coming to enlightenment. And I am with you today to do something a little different, because my whole practice really is 180 degrees different from what virtually everyone is doing. Every tradition, most spiritual teachers start you out at the bottom. You're in ignorance and darkness, and they advance you slowly through practices and the scripture and that meditation, all that kind of stuff, to hopefully, if you live long enough and you get lucky enough, to the landing at the top of the stairs, and we get enlightened. We just hope it's going to be us. This practice, of course, starts you off with enlightenment and works you down. I mean, that's what I do in direct pointing sessions, is I help people wake up, and then we work toward clarity. But at least we're starting out in enlightenment, and no longer, the pressure's off. Doesn't have to be, am I ever going to wake up? Am I ever going to finally get this thing or not? And the answer is yes. But that 180 degree flip there, if you will, where just we start with enlightenment, work way down, you'll find that that happens in a lot of different ways in my practice, and this video just happens to be one of them, because everybody else is offering to help you wake up, and then if you're already awake or moving back and forth, whatever, they'll help you stabilize oscillation and everything. And since they're doing that for you, I thought I'd just offer to show you how to make oscillation worse. I know that that's what you've been holding out for, what you've been secretly wanting, and so that's what I'm offering to do for you. So let's talk about what oscillation is and all that. So awakening, of course, is coming to see our true nature, is where we come to find out that there's only one thing going on. We're it. Basically, that's it. There's only oneness. And there's nothing other than oneness, and we're that oneness. And sometimes, because I love repetition being the mother of clarity, I love to beat these little things to death when I've got somebody in a direct pointing session. So sometimes I'll ask them, so is there anything outside of oneness? No. Is there anything other than oneness? No. Is there anything underneath oneness? No. Is there anything on top of oneness? No. Is there anything in front or back of oneness? No. Is there anything left or right of oneness? No. And I beat this to death because we really just can't grasp what oneness is. It sounds peculiar, but I'll guarantee that most of the people who are watching this don't really grasp what oneness is. Because if you really grasp what oneness is, hell, that's the end of the journey. You don't need me. Unless you want some clarity, because the thing is that sudden awakening is not the same thing as sudden understanding. We wake up, and many of us feel, I did, I'm going to tell you right now, when I woke up, I thought, this is it, it's over, man, I got it, this is terrific, end of story, it's time for me to teach now. And what I found out, that was not true. And I also thought, this thing, I've got it all, and that was not true. And I got, and that this is going to stay with me forever, and that was not true. So all of those first assumptions that we make, often many of us make when we wake up, none of those hold out. This thing, this awakening, it does what it does through who it chooses, whenever, so to speak, through who it does it through, when it wants to do it. I mean, it just we're not in control of the show. I just hate to tell you, but we're not. And a lot of us secretly think, well, I can't wait till I wake up. Finally, I'll be in charge of the dream. But we don't even know what the dream is when we say that. And we wake up, well, we find out, whoops, I'm not in charge of the dream either. So oscillation is so is the absence of enlightenment, which means, or the apparent absence of enlightenment, which means that enlightenment is come to see our true natures, come to see that we are the one thing. It is, we expect to, for this unit to wake up, for this body to wake up. I expected, fully expected Fred. Well, I never really expected Fred would ever wake up. But if there was an awakening here, I assumed it would be Fred that woke up, and it wasn't. Fred is still not awake. Never going to be awake. I haven't actually discovered a Fred, but if I do, he won't be awake. But I do hear this still. See, I still hear this chatter, this mind chatter. I call this the ostrich. You see the ostrich there? So the By the way, my business advisor Sharon Desjarlais was having lunch with somebody one day, and this guy's works with the Dalai Lama, and he was telling her about his working with the Dalai Lama, and she said, "Well, let me tell you about my client, the Jolly Lama." And I've been sort of wearing that ever since, So, hello everybody, I'm Fred Davis, the Jolly Lama. God Almighty. You think I should get me a special little hat and everything? So, what were we talking about? Oh yes, oscillation. So, I was expecting this unit to wake up and come to the unity and realization of the truth of God. That's what I have been working for off and on. Been drinking a lot too, but off and on, I have been working for that for 25 years. And then when awakening that finally happened here, what happened was just the opposite. See, 180 degrees again. Every spiritual experience or every spiritual truth I've ever discovered of any size is always 180 degrees from the way we think it is. It's just the way it works. You can take a human being's thinking and reverse it 180 degrees. You probably got yourself an enlightenment stage. What are we talking about? Ah, yes, oscillation. So what happened is that instead of Fred waking up to the truth of God, the truth of God woke up to the fiction of Fred. Do you see that? Exactly the opposite. So I thought I was going to wake up and look, here's God. And instead, God woke up and said, look, there's no Fred. And that's just, it's a tremendous experience. It doesn't sound like a lot, I know, but it really is. It's really something. And the ramifications of it can and do change lives. They've changed this one enormously. As well as my wife is awake, it's changed hers. I can't really know, but sure, but people will tell me that my animals seem like they're awake, and of course they are in their own way, which is a little different than ours, but it's changed everybody's life and everyone's experience. It's just wonderful. And it's changing, this teaching's changed lives and experience all over the world. That's got a email this morning from Singapore, from somebody who had was a forwarded email from about someone who just woke up, and it was really cool to see that. And just woke up from my book. Neat to see that happening on the other side of the world, and another other side of the world, because there's an exact 12-hour time difference between my house and their house. So oscillation is when it feels like, when it feels like we have lost our enlightenment. In other words, because I was waiting on Fred to wake up, he didn't. But immediately after not Fred woke up, Fred came back. Just doesn't take long at all. They just rebuild. These egos rebuild. They come right back. And when we do, the first thing that we notice when they come back is that we've lost our enlightenment. I was Fred. I was expecting to get enlightenment. And in memory, I did get enlightened. That's the way it works, is that it feels like I got enlightened and now I'm not. Damn it, I had something really, really special. What happened to it? I can't believe this. This is so frustrating. And it really can be painful. And the more awake we get, the more painful it is when we go into oscillation. Because what's happening is that that suffering is actually being your friend. That suffering, when we're in that oscillation, is just to drive it really home, really clearly, to the slow learners like me, that this isn't working for you anymore. You've changed too much. You know too much. This is the end of the road for you. You can't, the reality as you and I know it, the old story just is played out. It won't work for you anymore. So as long as I want to cling to that, I can still suffer from that. So as long as I cling to anything, I'm going to suffer from whatever it is that I'm clinging to, my beliefs, opinions, and positions about what I'm clinging to. So, when we wake up, what we discover is that actually that awakening is all there is. So I compare this to telling someone that you are the sun. Do you see that? And they immediately will see it. That they are the sun, and it is their very nature to shine. They can't not shine. So that's what the sun does, is shine. The sun is shining. We cannot separate the sun from shining or shining from the sun. It's the same thing. It's just that is what it does. That's what it is, and it's what it does. So in this drawing, this is my high, very high-tech prop, And it's not quite as high tech as this one, but it's a pretty darn good prop. And I'll enjoy having fun with myself by showing off my wonderful 5-year-old drawing. So, and just in case you didn't know what it was, I did label it. So this is the sun, and this is what our true nature is. This is the sun. And what happens is that we're shining, we're doing great, we're very clear, we've woken up. And we're very clear, and we're just shining, and we're so happy about that. I've had people just go into hysterics over the waking up, and other people just go, "Oh, that's cool," but it doesn't make much difference. But it is funny when we see it, and because we see the big cosmic joke, so we are, and we realize, "Oh, he's right. I am the sun. I am the shining. I can't not be the shining. This is all shining is all there is. There's nothing other than shining. There's nothing outside of shining." Shining being quite akin to oneness. So what happens then is that is that as the thing, only thing being is that I've got this really habitual thing here, which is called Fred in my case. I got Fredness here. See, I got a sense of Fredness. There's no Fred here, but there's a sense of Fredness even today. There's a sense of Fredness, and he's got an opinion about everything. He's, as a matter of fact, he's not only got an opinion, he's got the right answer about everything. You have an opinion. Fred has the right answer. And 'cause see, that's the thing. We don't notice when we've once we've been awake, we don't notice when we fall back into the dream. We notice only when we come out and we go, "Oh God, I've been dreaming again. I can't believe that. How did I know? This is wonderful. Thank God. I hope it stays this time." Then it goes away. But it does that until it doesn't. But there is the sense that I lost something. Here's the way that works, really, is that we notice it. We don't notice when we fall out of the dream or into the dream, but we do notice that this is the way things are. Dream shmeem, this is the way things are, and I'm right. I'm right, see? Because when I'm seeing from truth, then I understand that I don't even have basic knowledge. I know that I am. I can report that I am, but I cannot report what I am because I don't know. I just don't know. I know I'm not other than this. Or that I should say, I know that this is not other than me, but I don't know what this is. And when I don't know what this is, let me tell you something. I don't have a clue as to what should be happening here. I have no idea. I'm just so ignorant that I'm just such a damn fool that as far as I can tell, what's happening might be what should be happening. Imagine, God Almighty. I mean, don't tell me I'm going to give the universe my approval because all my life I've been over here just fussing about it, fussing about it, fussing about it, fussing about it. So at any rate, I notice that I'm right, and I can live with that for a while, or I can know, or either I don't notice that I'm falling out of awakening, that I'm falling into back into the dream, but I notice that this is the way things are, and I'm suffering. I'm suffering. So. And what I notice is once again if I, is that I'm really not suffering from the conditions, which are always neutral, but I'm suffering from my beliefs, opinions, and positions about this condition, about this arising. I don't like this arising. It shouldn't be here. I know what it should be like, and this ain't it. Do you see how it works? Ever. Or when things finally do come into a little bit of alignment for me, then the first thing that pops up is, well, this will never last. And it's right. See, that's the pitiful part is it is right. Nothing ever lasts. Well, the thing that we don't take into account with that is that oscillation doesn't last for forever either. See, we think, God, I was so clear. I was in this thing. I can't remember quite what it was that I had, but I know it was beautiful. It was wonderful. I loved it so much. And I don't know how to get that back. But I've been meditating for 2 hours a day, and now I think I'm going to meditate for 3. And I've been reading a book every 2 days, but I think I'll try 3 book or 2 books every 3 days or whatever it is. We just amp things up. We're going to power our way through this oscillation. So now I'm creeping this thing up. Now, See, this is because here these clouds appear, and it's like, where did my brightness go? Where did my, I used to be clearer than this. What happened? Now there are clouds. I used to be, I use this term all the time, that we got cloudy and clear. And I always say that you know, that we, that's our sense of oscillation. It's between the cloudy and the clear. And so, but there can't be really any real oscillation, can there? I mean, because there's just oneness. We established this at the beginning, did we not? There's just oneness. There's nothing above it, below it, in front of it, behind it, left, right, other than, outside, nothing. It's just oneness. So if that's the case, where do you think oneness goes when it oscillates? Where's it going to oscillate to? I mean, you can't fall out of oneness the way that this unit can fall out of a bed. There's nothing but oneness. So when we look at it that way, look at it logically. You don't have to look at it really terrifically spiritually. Look at it. If they just pretend that there's one thing going on, and assuming that there is just one thing going on, nothing can happen outside of it. Isn't that correct? So where does oscillation occur? Within oneness. So, but what happens is it doesn't feel that way. It feels like I am outside of oneness. This is oneness. I'm outside of oneness. And darn it, there are clouds that are stopping me. There are clouds that are preventing me from getting back my oneness. Because it was something I possess. Here I am. Here are the clouds. Here's the oneness. I'm over here. I've got a frown on my face because this sucks. And I used to be in something that was didn't suck. And I want to get back. And you know what? These clouds are in my way. And therefore, what have I got to do? I've got to get rid of the clouds. Because you know what? The first thing I notice when is that when I notice I'm no longer, quote, no longer in oneness, is I notice that I should be in oneness. See, the first thing I notice when I'm not, when I figure out I'm not clear as I used to be, is that I should be as clear as I used to be. How about that? And as long as I think I should be as clear as I used to be, I won't be as clear as I used to be. Because I'm resisting what is right now. What's right now? You know? So what I want to do to suggest on how to make enlightenment, I mean, how to make oscillation worse. Here is our course in 5 words. Don't notice. That may not be 5 words. It seems 6 words. Don't notice that it's not yours. That is 5 words. So that's how to make oscillation worse. Don't notice that it's not yours. Because see, the thing is, when we wake up, what do we wake up to find that we are? Oneness. That's what we wake up to discover. My God, I'm oneness. There's only oneness. I'm it. The search is over. I've been here all along. This isn't going to make any sense to you if you're not awake right now. But I will tell you that it will make sense to you as soon as you wake up. And the odds are that if you have found yourself in front of this video, you're going to wake up in the not too distant future, probably. I mean, maybe it's going to be the distant future, I don't know. But I cannot imagine that anybody found themselves in front of this obscure little video who is not going to wake up. Because, you see, here's my practice. My practice is all about waking up. It's all about waking up right now. That's what my practice is like. But I want you to notice that it's only half of a thing. Because, and that's not the way things work. My practice cannot exist unless there are people ready to wake up. And my practice does exist and it's growing. So that means that and you see what the thing is that you don't recognize it yet, but you are part of my practice. You know, I don't have followers and stuff like that, but you have come under the spell of the living method of direct pointing. So one of the things that I like to do in my pointing is tell people, look, the oscillation is not yours. Look at it logically. There's only oneness. If you all you can do is pretend, fine. Pretend that there's only one thing going on and you're it. Just pretend that this is it. And if you can make that even pretend assumption, do you realize that there's no way for you to oscillate? You're always here. Where could you go? You're always here. You are. Here's another high-tech prop. I keep this on my little shelf. See, it says, you are here. And when I used to use this in the early days, I used to use this when I was walking and stuff, because I used to go down to the very quiet cemetery and go for long walks. And I used to run down there, and then I got to where I walked down there as I began to get old and crippled. And so I would take long walks, and it was a way of reminding me that you are here in the cemetery. Because my what I would notice, go down into this beautiful little place, and I would take the whole damn world with me, and that I would just be I'd still be at war. I'd be walking through that cemetery, and my head is still at war. I'm mad at you about this. I'm mad at them about that. You're not doing this right. You're not doing that right. Oh, my God, the world should be treating me differently. Blah blah blah. And I'd forget where I even was. I mean, I might as well be at home in the study. Why bother to go and walk other than the fact to give my legs a little exercise? Why bother to go walk in beautiful scenery if I'm going to live in my head? So I used to keep this around. I've had it for years. I used to keep this around to remind me, you are here. In other words, and the way I would do that was I would say, man in graveyard. That's it. Because I would just take it back to that simplicity. Or man walking in graveyard. That's it. That's all I needed to know was that there was a man walking in the graveyard. That was what is. Everything else was what isn't. Everything else was what was in my head. What is was that there was a man walking in the graveyard. But now what I want to tell you is that there's a second way of approaching this, and which is that not that what I've just said about that isn't relatively true, it is. But you are also here. What I mean by that is you are here. You are this here. There is only here, and you are it. You are here. See? In other words, there's only this and you are this. There's only here, you are this, and you are that here. There's only now and you are that now. We're not living in the now, we are the now. We're not trying to live in the here, we are the here. You see? So it's very easy to live here and now when you are here and now. In fact, it is the only way that you can actually live in the here and now is to be the here and now. So what happens is we get to thinking we're not the here and now. By golly, I had something special, and now I'm this little man down here, or little woman down here, and I am just miserable. Where's my enlightenment? It's in the clouds, and that's just the only way I can see to do anything is to screw with the clouds. Well, go up on a mountain sometime and run your hands through the clouds. I will tell you that nothing will happen except that your hands will get wet. That's all that happens when you start messing with clouds. There's a lot of moisture up there, and your hands will get wet. But we won't do much with that cloud. You can't even really shush it away. You're just about as powerless over that cloud as you would be a total illusion, which is not far from the truth. So, what you want to do is notice that there's a sense of clouds. It's great. I used to be really clear. Now I feel really cloudy. I know that I used to feel something other than this. I know that I used to, I don't know, remember what it was. I remember I was something. I was the air. Is that right? I was light. What is that? I remember I was something other than this exactly, but I can't remember what it was because our mind cannot hold this truth. It just can't. It can behold the truth, but it cannot hold it. The part cannot contain the whole. The whole can contain the heart. The part very easily. So, what I want to do is notice that I'm that which does not move. I am this right here. I am this awake space. Do you notice that all of these arisings arise within this awake space? Do you notice that they all come and go? This didn't used to be here. This body didn't used to be here. This enlightenment pen, you don't know about that yet, but this ballpoint pen, the enlightenment wand, it didn't used to be. It didn't used to be here, but now they are, and 10 years from now, none of these things. 5 years from now, probably 2 years from now, none of these things will be here. Well, I mean, let's hope those units here, if it's here. But if it's not, let's not hold that against the fact that it needs to disappear. When it's time for it to go, let it go, man. Let it go. That's what I'm planning on doing. But I don't know what'll happen. I might be the most resistant, old guy on the planet. I ain't giving up. I don't know. Because I'm not there, do you see? I'm not in control of the dream. I have no idea what will happen here. Never. I don't know anything about the future. I don't know that there is a future. Because every time the future gets here, it's now. But what I can notice is that these clouds, what do clouds do if we don't bother them? Don't they just float away? Don't they dissipate? Don't we then have the sun again? Do I need to run these clouds away? Do I need to fix these clouds? Are these clouds not supposed to be here? Am I not supposed, am I supposed to be more awake than I am right now? No. That's all beliefs, opinions, and positions. It's junk. And it's suffering. It's suffering bait. There's suffering bait everywhere. The dream is just, the dream is suffering bait. And it is full of suffering bait. And I can take that bait if I want to, and I can suffer, but I don't have to. I really don't have to. That's the amazing thing. Because when we wake up, then we're able to change where we're looking from. When we change where we're looking from, what we look at changes. What I mean by that is that when I change, when I wake up, I'm suddenly seeing from here, from the absolute view. And when I see from the absolute view, even if I maintain identity, I'm still seeing from the absolute view. When I see from the absolute view, everything completely changes. I mean, my lamps will still look like my lamp, and my wall will still look like my wall, and my calendar like my calendar, but that's it. Actually, that's not quite true. My calendar will look like calendar. The lamp will look like lamp, but there may not be any my there at all, because my overlay disappears, or at least significantly weakens. And I can't find, when I notice that when I'm not here, when Fred is not, that I notice that Fred is not here when I'm not thinking about him, and that when Fred is not here, I can't find a problem. Can you? Just suspend your identity for just a minute. You can have it right back. In the absence of your beliefs, opinions, and positions, how are things going? Just stop it with opinions, because that's easy. In the absence of your opinions, how are things going? The absence of my opinions, everything's going great. It really is. I'm tickled with that. Now, when we bring Fred in, I start thinking about Fred. Fred reappears. And when Fred reappears, he's got what? He's got complaints. He's got opinions. He's got complaints. These clouds shouldn't be here. Because, see, this guy, the funny thing is, do you notice that this guy doesn't even exist? This little man does not even exist. The separate me does not even exist. So what happens is, I start, it's just a thought. Oscillation is just a thought. That's all it is nothing but a thought. And the thought goes something like this. I want my oneness. Okay, I'm outside of oneness. Does that make any sense? Anything outside of oneness? No. There's only oneness. So when I feel like I am, I feel like that there's something in between me and oneness, can that be? Is that possible? No. No. So when I go in there and start screwing with the clouds to make this oneness, this oscillation go away, am I making that situation worse, or am I making it better, or am I making it worse by identifying more heavily with the little man? I'm making it worse by identifying more heavily with the little man. So if you want to make, how to make oscillation worse, believe it. In other words, don't notice that it's not yours. Just don't notice that it's not yours, because oscillation is none of your business. It comes and it goes. It's just weather. If you leave it, it will move much more quickly. If you resist it, it will hold on. It's just, I tell people, it's exactly like you're swimming in a swimming pool and a bubble rises from the bottom. And I immediately see that that bubble should not be. And it certainly shouldn't be allowed to hit the surface. So I swoop in and I grab that bubble in my fist. And the first thing I notice is that my life becomes all about this bubble. All I got is bubble. And the whole world is now about bubble. I've got this, and you know what? I can't even swim with this bubble. So I was in the middle of the pool, now I'm drowning. While swimming, now I'm drowning. And my whole, I'm getting so uncomfortable, I can't stand. I just can't stand where I am. I don't know what to do. It never occurs to me that let go of the bubble, stupid, and let it go and start swimming again. Swim, let the bubble go to the top and you go to the top too. Finally, maybe I'm dying. Maybe I'm just catching my last breath, and my hand just automatically opens a little bit, and there goes the bubble. And as soon as the bubble goes, I'm free. So is the idea of this idea that enlightenment should be other than the way it is. And sometimes enlightenment sucks. And what I mean by that is that it's not really the enlightenment, but it's the sometimes the awakening process sucks. And that part of that awakening process is, damn it, I'm in oscillation. I don't like this. It shouldn't be like this. But there's no evidence to support that, my friend. So decide where you want to live and then be willing to pay the price. Thank you so much. Enjoyed talking to you. See you later. Bye.